again, thank you and good night. And I understand today is Bob Dylan's birthday, so we want to say happy birthday to Bob Dylan. And if you've been listening to the news tonight, you've heard Bob Dylan during the breaks. So happy birthday, Bob, and let's keep on going. 212-209-2950. Thank you very much, and good night.
Changing.
And right now the programs will be a-changing. It's 7 o'clock. You're tuned to WBAI in New York. It's time once again for Off the Hook.
The telephone keeps ringing, so I ripped it off the wall. I cut myself while shaving, now I can't make a call. We couldn't get much worse.
Very good evening to everybody. The program is Off the Hook. Emmanuel Goldstein here with you on this fine Wednesday evening. Joined tonight by the likes of Jim.
Buenas noches.
Mike.
Hi.
Redbird.
Good evening.
Arseny, hurry up, get to your chair.
Hi.
And Red Hacked, is that you?
Yeah,
I'm back. How you doing? That's good. Good to see you again. And that's Walter all the way over there.
Hey, hi.
Bernie S. joins us from down in Philadelphia.
Greetings from Philadelphia.
We're back from, I'm back from various places. I'm back from Cuba, and I'm back from Dayton. Mike is only back from Cuba.
That's true.
Bernie and Redbird and Walter are all back from Dayton. And we're all back on the air today after not being on last week, and I don't believe we're going to be on next week because the fundraiser continues on without us. That's how it works around here. The station continues with many, many programs, and there'll be a special program on next week. We'll be back in 2 weeks after a successful fund drive, I hope. So I want to thank everybody who called in to support last time. A lot of frustration, I know, from people that weren't able to get through in time. This is your chance. This is your chance. I know we only had two volunteers in the room last week, or 2 weeks ago, rather. We have a lot more now, so the phone calls can start at any time. Phone number 212-209-2950. We'll be running down the premiums as soon as somebody gets me the list of premiums. That is not in my head right now. Okay, Mike has left the room. I wanted to talk to Mike about Cuba, but I guess we won't be able to do that. Let's talk about Dayton instead. Bernie, you just got back the other day, as well as me, as well as Redbird, as well as Walter. Bernie?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was quite a while here. I'm still recovering from 4 days of... no sleep, and rubbing shoulders with tens of thousands of other radio enthusiasts and electronic hobbyists and phone freaks and hackers and in an outdoor environment, which is quite unique.
Yeah, and it happens every year, too.
Yeah.
But it's always a fun time, always great to meet people out there, listeners to the show, who come by, see the 2600 van, which somehow manages to make it all the way out there every year. And back. And I got to tell you, it's an adventure both directions each time. Any particular conversations that you remember, people you met this time?
There was just a lot of interesting people. I ran into a lot of phone freaks or former phone freaks who saw my 2600 cap and recognized the frequency and walked up to me and said, "Is that what I think it means?" And it was just interesting running into these people who'd experimented with the public switch phone network over the years and talking with them about their exploits. But I had a good conversation with a Pennsylvania State Police officer.
A friendly conversation this time, right?
Very friendly.
Okay,
very
good.
Friendly.
Good.
He's not really a police officer, but he was an officer of the state police, and he deals with their, he's really in charge of their radio communication systems. And he really filled me in on a lot of interesting information about the system, which is probably not the new system here, which the state of Pennsylvania is spending billions of dollars on. It's called Open Sky, and it's completely unmonitorable by the public.
Open Sky. Okay, this sounds...
It's called Open Sky.
It sounds like one of those science fiction evil things.
Wait, it's called Open Sky, but the purpose is to close things off.
Pretty much.
It's okay. That's all worldly enough for me. That works. Okay.
Just wanted to make sure I understood.
So tell us about Open Sky, Bernie.
Well, Open Sky is it's an IP-based system, but it's closed and encrypted, and it's designed to allow... It's theoretically designed to allow state police officers and several other Pennsylvania government agencies to communicate voice, data, and images from 95% of the geography of Pennsylvania. Well, those other 5%, they have no communications at all, which is really going to be a problem. Pennsylvania is rather mountainous, and there's just no way that they're going to do this. According to this radio engineer I spoke with, there's just no way this thing's going to work very well. So a few billion dollars down the drain, and my concern is any system like this, which the public cannot monitor, is not a good thing. When the public pays the salaries of the law enforcement officers and pays for all the equipment that they're using, including the radio communication system, the least we should be able to do is be able to monitor our employees in that respect, and Open Sky prohibits that.
Fascinating. And this cop was telling you all about this?
Yeah, well, again, he wasn't a cop. He was a radio engineer working for the Pennsylvania State Police.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Good 20-some minute conversation. You just run into all people from all kinds of interesting walks of life at the Dayton Hamvention, and it's a pretty good gathering of geeks, I must say.
Along the lines of the radio thing that you just mentioned, I recall a conversation that you had maybe a couple of months ago down in Philadelphia with a police officer where they were using one of the new digital systems instead of, you know, the classical analog FM radio system that they usually use. And one of his comments I specifically remember was that when I actually need to get in contact with the precinct, he uses his cell phone.
Yeah, he said the system literally, Hillary said the system sucks, and that's a quote from him. This is a Philadelphia city police officer, but they can't depend. These digital radio systems that are being marketed heavily by companies like Motorola and MACOM are cost billions of dollars and don't work very well, but apparently they have a political in with the state and local governments that purchase these systems. And it's not good radio. It's not good engineering, and certainly not good for the public.
No, certainly not. You mentioned a good gathering point of geeks, and we're going to have another one of those. It won't be ham radio people, though. It'll be computer hackers. Actually, it will be ham radio
people
as well.
There's a lot of hams, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people come to the HOPE conferences, and, of course, that's coming up in July. And stay tuned for your opportunity to pledge for tickets to the HOPE conference. Coming up in just a few minutes. That's something that we're very heavily organized right now in the planning stages, and we'll be bringing all kinds of information on that. So if you think Dayton was fun, just wait till New York City in July.
Even if you don't think Dayton was fun.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You've never been to Dayton, have you, Mike?
No.
Wow. But you have been to Cuba. Okay, you're back now. We can talk about Cuba.
Yes.
So we're back.
I'm back from Cuba and from the hallway.
Okay, good. Well, which was more exciting?
Well, you know, they each have their own distinct
right.
advantages.
Well, the thing is, Cuba was a forbidden country for many Americans. Journalists are one of the people that one of the kinds of people who can get through for various reasons. I guess the United States hasn't quite gotten around to banning journalists from traveling to various places. Relatives of people who live in Cuba are another category.
Although even that, they're making harder and harder.
That's true.
It used to be that relatives of people living there could actually bring a guest. And I know someone who was telling me how great Cuba was when I told him that you were there, mm-hmm. because he'd gone with his girlfriend who was, had relatives there. But George Bush has changed it now so that even they can't bring guests with them anymore. So now she can go, but he can't go with her anymore. So
Incredible.
He was happy that he went when he did.
Uh-huh. Well, I wish I could tell people go. It's really great, but if you go, you're going to be breaking the law, and you could be subject to huge fines, prison time, all sorts of things, just for going to a country that's 80 miles away from our own.
But at the same time, I mean, the reason that it's interesting and kind of eclectic is because we have this kind of ban, and they can't, you know, practice the same kind of commerce that, that they could if we didn't have the embargo on them. I mean, you were saying how the, you know, it's interesting to see all these old cars and things, but if we didn't have an embargo on them, they probably would have the same cars we
did. You know, I would say, yeah, it's nice to see the old cars and to see how people are able to get by on almost nothing. But I would say, you know, I'd be willing to give up that little bit of entertainment for myself to give the Cuban people a better life. And I think, you know, it's really nice to see the old cars. It really is. And there are more old cars there than I think in the whole rest of the world combined. And I'm talking about cars from the 40s and 50s that are still running or have diesel engines put into them. But really, the people are suffering as a result of the embargo. There's no question about that. But guys, do you have any questions for us? Because we went there and we have all sorts of facts and figures and information. Jim,
did you ever get the receiver for shortwave to work?
The receiver
you're
for
trying
shortwave.
To pick up the show.
We couldn't pick up WBCQ. We did pick up a couple of other shortwave stations, mostly in Spanish. I don't think we were able to get Radio Marti. We tried. We went to all the frequencies where it should have been coming in. And didn't hear it there. We went to medium wave, checked all the frequencies on medium wave at different times of the day and night, and they just were not there.
So you didn't get any definitely American stations
on
shortwave?
No. We got on shortwave, no. On FM, though, believe it or not, on FM, you can pick up 92.7 in Havana. It is one of the worst stations I think I've ever heard. 92.7
It's only, you say it's the worst because you don't listen to that station. You can hear an equally bad station, I'm sure, in New York City.
Well, that's true. But really, how bad can you get?
Where's it out of, Havana?
It's just Britney Spears did this today, and here's like the overcompressed hit of the hour. Repeated five times. It's from Key West, Key West. And it just comes in. There was one time we took a taxi ride from one part of town to another, and I think the taxi driver figured we were American, this is what we wanted to hear. So he cranked it up really loudly. And I got to say, that was the worst taxi ride ever. I much preferred the one in the 1950 car that had no dashboard and no shocks or anything like that. And it was just something alien. It really was.
Now, I know that there, in Cuba, there are hotels and restaurants and places like that where the citizens aren't allowed to go. Because that's where the foreigners do visit. Did you get to go to anywhere where citizens were allowed to go?
Oh, well, we went to a baseball game. That certainly, a lot of citizens were allowed to go there. Right. That was something else. Now, I know people say citizens aren't allowed to go places. I never saw citizens being blocked. They're blocked economically. They don't have the means to pay for certain things. For instance, the internet cafe we went to, I doubt anybody could afford what we had to pay to get in there. But, Mike, you found an internet cafe of sorts where native Cubans were going, correct?
Yeah, I found where you could get email, but no internet. Mm-hmm. And I gave the email address on the air last time, but don't email me there. You can't get at it anymore.
Well, they can get at it. You can't get
at it. They can get at it, but they could be reading all my mail.
Who, the Cubans?
I don't know anyone.
All the Cubans are gathered around reading your mail.
I posted a photograph of the piece of paper with my password on it to the internet, so someone else can go read my mail if they happen to be in Cuba.
If you can figure out how to get, you can't SSH in or Telnet in or
can't
anything like that.
Go in.
Do you remember the domain?
It's web.correodecuba, correodecuba.cu.
All right. And you were what at that MLC?
MLC 2006.
2006.
I had a whole extended conversation with the guy about what my username should be, and I did not understand any of that conversation.
Okay, but the Cubans were able to go into this place. In fact, we had a long line. There was a wait about 20 minutes to get in, mm-hmm. and all these people were waiting. Now, you say it's only email, but it was email that could get anywhere in the world immediately. You emailed the off-the-hook list, and it got through right away.
Yes.
So, they can't go onto Amazon.com or something like that. That's true. But can't they do that just in another room in the same building?
Well, there's different kinds of accounts. There's mm-hmm. It's the same terminals, but the terminals know whether or not you're allowed to go on the internet or just to email. And the problem is that you and I look so sort of obviously non-Cuban that anything that Cubans weren't allowed to do, no one gave us any trouble. So mm-hmm. I'm not sure, but I'm told that Cubans, if they try and go there and access the internet, will be given trouble.
Okay. If you look like you might be Cuban and you go down there, you might have a different experience. So that's something I'd certainly like to know more about. But
Emmanuel?
Yes, go ahead, Bernie.
You mentioned that you tried to pick up Radio Marti.
Right.
Which I don't know if all of our listeners are aware that the United States government has an agency called the OCB, the Office of Cuba Broadcasting, and you can look them up online. And their sole purpose is to broadcast propaganda, and propaganda can be good or bad, depending on which side of the fence you're on. But propaganda, propagating ideas, good or bad, to the Cuban people. And it's an interesting Cold War kind of scenario where you have the United States government broadcasting radio signals on the medium wave band, which we know is an AM broadcasting band, to the Cuban people. And the Cuban government is trying to prevent its citizens from hearing this, what they consider harmful propaganda. And they'll broadcast jamming signals to prevent them from receiving it. This is going on. When I was in South Florida a couple years ago in the Keys, I was listening to Radio Marti there, which is where it originates from, only 80 miles away from Cuba. And I could also hear what's known as the bubble jammer. It's a signal that sort of sounds like sort of bubbles popping up from underwater or emanating from Cuba, trying to jam those signals. So it's really interesting. This Cold War radio stuff is still going on in this world. And you can find out more about that by looking up clandestineradio.com. It's a really great website about these stations and all the radio propaganda that's going on.
Now, one thing that we did try to do and notice, we didn't hear any jamming, such as you describe, or the radio station itself. But we did try to access the website that had frequency information for Radio Marti. That was blocked. And at first we thought maybe it was just a network issue, but we tried it again later and the next day, and it just never went through. Now, Mike, we did some experiments, and we were able to find out just how exactly it was blocked.
Yeah, it seems that they have some sort of switch that has some very limited IP filtering capabilities. And they seem to have plugged in Fidel's least favorite few websites that cannot be visited from Cuba. And it's very limited, the blocking. Radio Marti was blocked, but El Nuevo Herald in Miami, which is rumored to be the least favorite newspaper of the regime, you could get to no problem. So it was very limited. We didn't find any other websites that were blocked, although I'm sure there are some. But you can't go to the website, which is martinoticias.com. Or something or other from Cuba.
We, of course, were able to reach 2600, no problem, CNN, BBC. You know, we didn't try porn. We didn't try that. In an internet cafe, I guess that might not be the best thing to do. But I'm sure other things were blocked.
I'm sure, but it seemed to be pretty limited. Yeah. Not that any amount is okay. But
now, we were able to actually get to the router or something, right? It asked us for a password. If we had been able to get into there, I think we could have unblocked it, right?
Yeah, there was some weird sort of private IP address, 10 dot something or other, that if you went to, if you were trace routing to Marti Noticias, that was sort of where it stopped. And that thing was also running some sort of embedded web server or whatever, where you could be presented with a login screen. I don't remember the name of the device, but it said it on the screen at the time.
Okay, I think we got some pictures of it. And
now,
be presented soon.
You guys could web surf, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you say that the Cubans could only get email?
Well, the Cubans had basically a very limited screen. They couldn't connect to anything else. What was it called? Squirrel mail they had access to?
Yeah, it was just a web email thing.
Uh-huh. Oh. So they couldn't connect to anything else from where they were sitting.
What I was going to ask, and I'm not sure if it's still pertinent because I'm not familiar with squirrel mail, is what if you had tried a web to email interface, of which some still exist? In other words, you don't actually access the website, but you do have a web reader on your computer. You send email with the URL of what you want to see. They send back a page, and you go from there. It's slow, it's cumbersome, but it gets around a number of interesting filters.
I think it would work, but again, it's not something I had the opportunity to try.
We need to bring you next time, Jim.
Sorry.
I'm sure you'd cause all kinds of mayhem.
Yeah, I know. I end up in a Cuban prison.
Or an American prison, more likely. Anyway.
Well, it's a probation violation.
We'll see. We have to get some phone calls coming in. We want to talk more about Cuba and talk about various other things that we did. But our phone number is 212-209-2950. You don't have to hold it up. I do know the phone number. Here's what we have. Here's what we have to offer tonight. And it's the same thing we offered 2 weeks ago. So if you already know that, you can start dialing now.
We got all these people emailing us saying, can I still get it? And right now is their opportunity.
Yeah, this hour is when you can get it. You can't get it other times. You can always support the radio station. And if you're listening to this at a different time and you're kicking yourself because it's not between 7 and 8 p.m. Eastern time on May 24th, 2006, please call 212-209-2950 and support the station and get something else instead. But we only offer this during the radio shows. For $25, you'll get an Off the Hook t-shirt, and you can only get those. You can only get those by pledging during Off the Hook. That's you can't buy them in stores. You can buy them from the people who pledge, I guess, or steal it from them. I saw a bunch of those in Dayton, which means we had a lot of supporters out there, which is always great.
Or a lot of thieves.
Didn't see any in Cuba, but I guess that's just the way it goes. For $50, you'll get the brand new, hot off the press, whatever it is that they used to make them, the 2600 mouse pads. They are
very cool.
They're very cool. They're circular. Circular mouse. If you can wrap your head around such a thing, a circular mouse pad as opposed to a rectangular or square mouse pad works in much the same way, but might confuse some of you. For a pledge of $50, you'll get that plus the Off the Hook t-shirt. So you'll get two really cool things.
The mouse pad, by the way, has the same logo that the sweatshirt has.
That's right. That's right. In fact, some jokers have been taping it to their shirts, and making like a 3D sweatshirt or something.
It's kind of large.
I have an announcement from the tally room.
Okay, but we're only halfway through the premiums, but go ahead and
make the announcement. The announcement is that there's only a couple of volunteers in there, so if you call and then no one picks up, please call again.
I thought there were five. Did we chase them away?
Apparently, they run away at the end of the news sometimes.
Maybe it's because we were talking about Cuba, and no one wants to be here when the law comes in and
maybe
clamps down on us going to places that we're not supposed to go. Okay, $75, you'll get a 2600 sweatshirt in addition to the Off the Hook t-shirt and the 2600 mouse pad. Yes, you get all three for $75. That's a good deal. It's a damn good deal. Oh, is this correct?
I think there's a better deal coming up.
These deals are too good to be true.
Just a word about the mouse pad. If you don't have a computer, it's still a useful item. It works well as a coaster.
Yeah, if you're some kind of pig that drinks out of like 6-gallon jugs.
You can put two glasses on it.
Okay, I guess you could. Send me a picture of that. I'd like to see how that looks.
You're sitting in your backyard, you know, with a little table between you and whoever you're there with, and you each put your beer or your soda on the coaster.
It's good for soup. How about that? A big bowl of soup.
It would be good for a big bowl of soup.
But right. Don't put the soup on the mouse pad.
No. Put the soup in a bowl, then put the bowl
obviously
in the mouse pad.
Obviously. All right.
2,600 placemats. That's what we need.
That's good, yeah.
Yeah, there's a real demand for those. Okay, and now the final pledge category. And this hopefully will get the phones ringing. 212-209-2950. For $125, you'll get all the above, the off-the-hook t-shirt, the 2600 mouse pad, the 2600 sweatshirt, and two tickets to the Hope Conference. Now, this is incredible because tickets to the Hope Conference cost $60 each, all right? And that's now. That's at the door, it's going to be more expensive.
So two of them would be?
Two of them right now would be $120. But in addition, for another $5, you're getting a sweatshirt, a mouse pad, and an off-the-hook t-shirt. So even if you hate the radio station, it's a good deal. You know, you'll save money.
It's almost like you're stealing money from 2600.
But we'd rather people call in who like the radio station and are willing to pledge more money for something that they could get for cheaper, rather than people who are looking to save a buck and don't like the radio station.
If you don't like to save money, but you do like the radio station, you could always give more money. It's perfectly okay.
Or you could call in and say you don't want the premiums.
In the end, it doesn't matter if you like or hate the radio station. We'll accept your call, 212-209-2950, and we'll accept Visa, MasterCard, American Express, not Discover, right?
No Discover.
That's a shame. No Discover. That's too bad.
No diners.
I see two lights on, but I don't know if that means phones are ringing or if people are just having conversations.
And we should say that if you don't have any of these credit cards, we'll send you a bill. You can send us a check. It's no problem.
Yeah, we do that. We do that all the time. And we send people around, too, to collect sometimes when it gets out of hand.
You know.
Okay, so we have $175 so far, according to that little tally thing up there. I see we have, I think those are four phone calls. I hope that's four phone calls, but there's only one way to find out. If we get a fifth phone call, I'll see another light up, and then I'll know that that's how the light pattern works, because they're spread out all over the place. I see line 1, line 12, and line 13 lit. So there's a whole lot of other lines, as you can see in there. And I see line 2 ringing. So if we see someone picked up line 3, it looks like, or maybe line 3 was ringing as well. Okay, 212-209-2950. Help us figure out how the lights work by making as many phone calls come in as possible. Again, $25 off the hook t-shirt, $50 a 2600 mouse pad plus the off the hook t-shirt, $75 2600 sweatshirt plus the 2600 mouse pad plus the off the hook t-shirt, and for $125, two tickets to the biggest hacker event of the year, the coolest hacker event of the year, the HOPE conference taking place in July in New York City, plus the 2600 sweatshirt, plus the 2600 mouse pad, plus the Off the Hook t-shirt. That's all for a pledge of $125. Only available tonight, only available for the next 35 minutes or so. 212-209-2950. Doesn't matter where you are, call us from any part of the world.
And if you don't get through, try again, because we have a limited number of volunteers, but an infinite number of fans.
That's right. That's right. I see a lot of phones ringing. I see a lot of phones ringing. I don't know if we have enough people to answer. You want to just check? All right. And come back if it's under control, Red Hacked. Yes. Wow, look at all those lights. It's nice. Let's just watch the lights for a second. It's really kind of cool.
It's like Christmas.
Yeah, it is. 212-209-2950. And again, these are donations from 2600. That we're more than happy to give to the radio station in exchange for this place existing. 212-209-2950 is our phone number. And we can hear the phone ringing if we press that button. Look at that.
Wow.
Okay, that's cool. But if the phone's ringing, that means someone's not answering it, right? Yes. Okay, I guess it doesn't mean that. All right. Well, now it's not ringing anymore. So we can hear if other phones... Can we hear people talking down there, too? Like, what if somebody cusses really loudly because all the phones are ringing?
It's safe. It's safe.
All right. If all the phones are ringing, they would cuss loudly enough for us to hear them.
Uh-huh. I'm concerned about this.
That's true.
212-209-2950. Again, whatever pledge level you can afford, we'll take any amount. These are suggested amounts. $25 for the Off the Hook t-shirt, and $50 for the mouse pad, $75 for the sweatshirt, $125 for two HOPE tickets, and of course, every level gets all the premium levels below it, which is very unusual.
Yeah,
most people don't do that, and we do.
You know, any amount is okay if you wish to pledge $58, $580, any amount of money.
If you pledge $580, you'll get everything on the list twice over, I think, at least, maybe even three times over.
I don't know. Is that how it works?
Well, it should.
Okay.
I mean, you just have to call back and do it again at $125 three times, and yeah. Yeah.
If you have a family of six, that's the way to go if everybody wants to go to the HOPE conference.
Now, we have to make up for the last time because, well, we were in Cuba, okay? So I guess we couldn't see what was going on. But I know there were only two volunteers, and we didn't break 2,000 for the hour. And we usually do. We usually hit 2,600, in fact. So we need to catch up to that point. So this is our pride on the line here.
And really. We got so many emails.
So many emails. People blubbering and crying that they weren't able to pledge in time. And well, could we please? You know, we want to. We definitely want to. But we only offer these things during the show. That's how it works. Oh, look at that. That's a phone call.
Oh my God.
I don't usually like to bring that up because it's just so distracting. And people call in just to hear the thing ring on the air and then they hang up.
You saw that. I was startled.
That's what I used to do.
I thought it was in my head.
212-209-2950. We have four calls on the line. Make that five calls on the line. And each bell sounds a little bit different. So if you call up, your bell will be a completely unique sound.
Call today.
I'm sorry, Bernie?
Did you tune those bells, calibrate them to different audio frequencies so you could tell them apart?
Well, you know, those bells...
Are they real bells?
Those are real phones.
Those are real bells on the phones.
Those are the kinds of phones you would find in a pile of phones at Dayton that somebody's trying to get rid of.
I think that's where WBAI got the phones, actually. That's why they're all a little differently. They were dinged up in different ways.
You know, I shouldn't have brought the phones to Dayton. I should have just brought them here.
But where's I don't understand how this works. Where's the microphone for the phone?
I think, actually, it's in that little cubicle area. I don't know how it works.
It's not weird. In the same room with the volunteers.
It's not with the volunteers. Because
there's two sets of phones, one that rings, one that people pick up.
Oh, okay.
But they're bells. You see, this is the cool thing. These are not the electronic type phones of today. These are the old-fashioned phones of yesterday. And in much the same way, we're that link to the past.
WBAI has a dedicated room for phones so that you can hear them over the... This is very strange.
Yeah, it is pretty strange.
It's a closet.
But right now we have three ringing phones. You might be able to tell. Oh, you can tell from there.
See, on another radio station, we would be lying. This would be a sound effect.
But it's not.
AI, it's the truth.
That's pretty cool. Now, I hope all you people calling in are really calling in and not just calling to hear the phone ring. I know that's fun.
You know,
this is a great toy.
The Chaos Computer Club has blinking lights. We have ringing phones.
We certainly do. 212-209-2950 is an appeal for more people to come down to the... I can't leave the microphone. these two? You want these two?
Yeah.
Okay, you two have been drafted. I'm not going to have to carry on.
I'm going to Canada.
Bernie, can you get down there too?
I wish I could run up there that fast.
They're pointing to the phone. They want you down there. So please hang up, take an Amtrak up, and we'll see you there.
Okay.
Jim, what? You're too good to walk down to the hall?
Well, I figure I have to balance the liberal bias of the show.
Yeah, because I'm really going to go into a political rant now that everybody's out of the
room. Oh, you know, Cuba.
212-209-2950. Boy, you know, this is the emptiest the studio has been since the show began, I guess. Wow. Listen to that. Listen to the sound of nobody.
Well, there's somebody.
All right. So we have, we're doing pretty good, I guess. We have 8 calls on the line. Again, let me run down those premiums for those of you who might just be tuning in. Turn the damn phone off. All right. If you call 212-209-2950, it's country code 1, or if you're in any other part of the country or Canada, you have to dial 1 first anyway. And sometimes you have to dial 9 to get out, and then you have to dial the 1. In New York City, you can't just dial 7 digits anymore. You have to dial 11, which really is kind of stupid, but never mind that. 212-209-2950 is the number to call. You'll get a pledge person on the other end who will happily take your information, name, address, that kind of thing. And if you have a credit card number that you'd like to give us, please give us your credit card number, not someone else's. We will automatically bill you, or we can simply send you a reminder at the address that you give us. Now, we have different pledge levels, and these pledge levels go to support the radio station and to help support Off the Hook, which has been coming your way on this radio station since 1988, talking about high technology and telephones and computers and all sorts of privacy invasions and things like that. And we've got some pretty good ones to talk about tonight, in fact, that I'd like to get back to. For $25, you'll get an Off the Hook t-shirt. It's a really cool shirt with red writing on black background. Tells you when the show is on, tells you where what radio station. Everybody who sees it will know that you are a supporter of Off the Hook. Now, you'll get that for a pledge of $25 to 212-209-2950. For a pledge of $50, you'll get that plus the brand new 2600 mouse pads, the circular mouse pads that have just come out and are getting all sorts of attention. We had them at Dayton. People were looking at them and making all sorts of comments. Right, Bernie?
That's right. We had a lot of attendees at Dayton who were commenting about listening to the radio show and reading the magazine and participating in the Hope conferences, and it's just a nice community of technical people who share an interest in how those technologies impact society and how to make that better.
That's right. Now, for a pledge of $75, you'll get all of that, the Off the Hook t-shirt, the 2600 mouse pad, plus the 2600 hooded sweatshirt. Now, this is something that makes you kids look really cool and ominous when you're walking down an alleyway or something.
It's fine wear for skateboarding.
It certainly is, and it works in the summertime, too, and the wintertime.
You know, there's something I have to say. Unlike other organizations that I've been part of, you have never come out with a bad or inferior piece of clothing. The quality is quite good.
I like to think that's true, and we have some really cool people here who design things for us and come up with really fantastic looks and images and things. And that's part of the whole hacker spirit, just being creative. So, you know, whenever possible, we try to come up with something new and something different. So for a pledge of $75, you'll get the 2600 sweatshirt, you'll get the mouse pad, you'll get the Off the Hook t-shirt. And finally, for a pledge of $125, you'll get 2 tickets to the most elite hacker event of the year. Sorry, I had to say that at least once. That's the Hope Conference, taking place July 21st, 22nd, 23rd. We're going to have Jello Biafra there. We're going to have Kevin Mitnick there. We're going to have all sorts of luminaries.
Red Balaclava.
Red Balaclava, I understand, will be putting in an appearance. Richard Stallman will be there doing one of the keynotes. All sorts of speakers. We're wading through them all now. We had a lot of people submit proposals for speakers and panels and things like that. And boy, it's something else. 2 tickets to that for a pledge of $125, which is a great deal because that's about the normal price anyway. But in addition to the 2 tickets, you will get a phone ringing. You'll get the 2600 sweatshirt. You'll get the 2600 mouse pad, and you'll get the Off the Hook t-shirt. That's for a pledge of $125. 212-209-2950. We have 4 calls on the line. Let's make that 8. Let's make that 10. Let's make a bingo on this thing. It's possible. I know we can do it. 212-209-2950. The official tally is $360 right now. I know that they probably haven't had time to add it all up. So please keep those calls coming in. Again, our goal is to pass the 2600 mark during this hour. We only have about 25 minutes left.
And so, 212-209-2950. 2950 is our number. And what else is up?
What else is up? Well, there's a bit of a scandal that has been taking place since
there's Mike a number of them.
Well,
which one?
Well, Mike and I went to Cuba. And we actually read about this in the Cuban newspapers about the whole NSA thing going on. Bernie, maybe you'd be best to sum it up and tell us just what in God's name is going on with this this spying on Americans business.
Well, the latest development, it's pretty interesting, is that the Federal Communications Commission, the agency that was created to guard the people's interests, is kind of burying its head in the sand during what could well be the most massive abuse of consumer privacy in American history. I was paraphrasing from the ACLU's website, which pretty much was hit the nail on the head with that. The FCC has just refused to investigate these illegal actions. And by illegal actions, I'm talking about phone companies just simply handing over your telephone records to the government without any court order whatsoever. This is your private information without a court order being secretly given to the government. But you know, that's what's going on. And
how did word of this get out in the first place? So it was a USA Today article?
Believe it or not, the USA Today, which many people don't consider to be a reputable newspaper, but does get some scoops from time to time, did a lot of work and homework on this, and they beat the other papers to the punch. And this is not being disputed by some of these telephone carriers. Others, I believe Verizon, or is it Bell South? Bell South.
Verizon denies lending the records.
Yeah, Verizon is denying that and is demanding, I believe, is one of the carriers is demanding a retraction from USA Today, saying, we did not do this, or we did not violate the law, which is a fine line, because the government tells them they didn't violate the law, then as far as the telephone company is concerned, they didn't violate the law. Well, the government's violating the law itself. And there's already bodies of federal law on the books that says this cannot be done without a court order, yet the government's doing that. And people may wonder, what's the big deal if your phone bill is in some government computer?
I've heard people say that. What is the big deal?
I'll tell you why. You may think you have nothing to hide, but here's what happens. Many people are familiar with the concept of 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon or whatever. You can basically trace out the pathways between the social networks between people within maybe 6 hops to find anybody to anybody. And when you accumulate a massive database of telephone call records, who called whom, what numbers, when, how often, that sort of thing, you can very quickly, with right computer software, which the NSA has, build diagrams of social networks, who is talking to whom in this country and how often, and there's pattern analysis. This whole science is called traffic analysis. They can, without even knowing the contents of the communications, which they're probably also intercepting as well, they can divine certain types of behavior patterns and just go on massive phishing expeditions and further eavesdrop of people. So what they're doing is they're looking at patterns of communication and saying, this is a suspicious pattern. This person calls the same person right after something happens, whatever. And then they actually eavesdrop on those calls. So it's not a good thing. It's illegal. And the FCC has refused to do any kind of investigating on it, saying that it would violate national security, which is not what the FCC was supposed to do. They're supposed to investigate things and take the Americans' interests as their highest value, and that's not what's going on.
But, Bernie, now this is something, just to be clear, this is something that phone companies have always had the ability to do with their own customers, correct?
Sure. Phone companies have access to this data. Obviously, they're the ones that are collecting the data, and there's nothing preventing them legally from sifting through it. But they're just turning it over wholesale. Tens of millions, maybe hundreds of millions of customers' call records to the United States intelligence community, which is all this stuff rings very familiar to me. I remember being astonished as a teenager reading in a book written by James Bamford called
The Puzzle Palace.
The Puzzle Palace. Thank you. It was his first book. It was very good. I highly recommend it. How Eastern Bloc telephone companies had designed their telephone systems with surveillance as being a key component of those systems. And now that's what's going on in this country. And people aren't really wise to this. Most people are not wise that surveillance is sort of a primary function of our telephone systems now, with acts like CALEA, the Communications Act for Law Enforcement Assistance, these NSA programs. All this stuff is pretty scary and more than Orwellian. George Orwell could not have imagined this type of surveillance of a people. It's really, really scary.
Bernie, you gave a very detailed explanation, and I want to simplify it for people who may have thought that yours is a bit unlikely, and there are probably a lot of people who would. Imagine Jim McGreevy, the former governor of New Jersey, who resigned essentially because he put his boyfriend on the payroll. But instead of coming out of the closet, imagine if he had decided to be celibate and stay with his wife, but he kept calling the Gay Boys in Bondage hotline. Now, could you imagine what a government could do if they just kept his phone records, not tapped a damn thing, all right? Never accused him of anything, but they just released the fact that he calls up this gay hotline every night at 1 in the morning, all right?
It doesn't even have to be a gay hotline. It can be just a person.
Yes, I know, but even that, you can theoretically come up with excuses. But the point is, this is the type of horrible thing that the government could release out of context, looks horrible, and they don't have to go with their analysis to get 6 degrees of separation. You call some guy who's perfectly innocent, who happens to call his mother in Kuwait, who happens to call her uncle, who's Osama bin Laden, you know?
Okay, that's kind of weird, but like, what one of the things that strikes me is that it's very easy with all this information to connect to people. There could be some random guy in Kentucky that you don't even know, you've never met, you have no idea that this person even exists, yet through using literally just data mining thousands and hundreds and thousands and millions of phone calls, mm-hmm. you can connect to people that never even met. And so using this data, encapsulating it in a way that makes you look like you know the person, it can be grounds for...
Hey, why don't we just make this all public? You know, why don't we just have the same access that the government now has, and we can see, hey, how far am I from being connected to George W. Bush? How many phone calls away am I from that, you know?
Well, and that's what's interesting about it, but they can use it as legal grounds for additional wiretapping and actually listening to your phone call, saying, we know this person did this, and look, he's only five or six hops away from this person.
That's the scary thing.
Exactly.
One thing that the government could do with this data is determine who among our listeners has already called 212-209-2950.
Is it that quick? Can they look that fast?
I'm sure they can if they feel like it.
Wow, it's real time then. 212-209-2950. The phones have sort of died down, and we don't want that to happen. And remember, you know, in 15 minutes, you're not going to be able to get these premiums anymore. So, $25, the off-the-hook T-shirt. For $50, the off-the-hook or 2600 mouse pad and the T-shirt. $75, the sweatshirt, the T-shirt, and the mouse pad. For $125, all of that plus two tickets to the Hope Conference, which is a great deal. 212-209-2950. We're at the about 1600. I don't know if they finished adding, then we definitely have some work to do to get to 2600, and that's important. 212-209-2950. Please have those phone calls come in. Remember, you can't get these premiums after the show. You can still support the radio station, and that's what we encourage people to do who are listening to this in the future. If you want to listen to the show and pledge at the same time, pledge now, listen to the show on the internet, download it, and you can listen to it anytime you want.
And you also have the opportunity, very likely, to talk to a member of the Off the Hook crew.
That's right. Most of them are down there. Now, over there. Mike, you were at a protest today having to do with what we're talking about.
Yes, it's true. I was outside the Verizon headquarters, which is on West Street in Manhattan. And there were about 50 people with me there who were protesting sort of a litany of bad things that Verizon is doing.
50 people? Why wasn't it 5 million people?
Well, because our listeners didn't come. I didn't see a single one of our listeners there.
Well, we weren't on last week to tell people about it,
know,
for one thing.
But, you know.
We were in Cuba the week before that.
I don't think it was planned yet also.
Yeah, that's true.
So I got this nifty poster that says, AT&T, your world delivered to the NSA, which is sort of the wrong company. But
yeah, AT&T isn't, are they one of the companies?
Well, they're part of it. AT&T is the one that's being sued.
Okay, but AT&T, there's so many companies now. I'm not sure who's who.
So in addition to all this spying that Verizon is almost assuredly helping with, Verizon and many other companies, they're by no means unique, is trying to kill public access television, which gives a lot of people, you know, sort of voice. they're trying to remove themselves from laws that say they have to provide service to everyone, so they could potentially provide a better service in a wealthier neighborhood than in a poorer neighborhood.
And okay, but you know, I don't want to lose focus on this issue because this is like really,
well,
really
describing
big.
The thing. You yeah, know? That's, this is, well, that's, there's a host of things which are all really big, actually.
Uh-huh. But this nothing compares to having all of your phone calls monitored like the NSA is doing right now. Nothing compares to that.
I don't want to get into an argument about which issue is bigger than another.
Well, I don't know. I think this is as big as it can possibly get. This is like global surveillance.
It's the one that affects the most people.
It's the scariest. So. It scares me. I mean, I think not enough people are scared by this. I think that might be part of the problem. People have come up to me and said, you know, I'm not concerned with this because this is what phone companies do. And yeah, okay, they're sharing it with the government now. Why should that matter so much? And why should that be a big deal?
And that's actually scarier than what's actually happening. The number of people who just don't care, who think that since they have nothing to hide, that it's not a problem. It's not something they have to be concerned with. And there are so many ways that this data can be used against you, mm-hmm. even if you didn't do anything wrong.
I was approached by the FBI back in, I think, the late 80s because I had called somebody from Radio Moscow in New York City. They actually, I don't know how they knew this, but they actually came out to my house and said, yeah, we understand that you've been in touch with somebody. and I was like, how could you possibly have known this? And, well, we can't tell you that. But obviously they knew. They had a way of knowing. That was back in the 80s. All right. That was back before you even had caller ID in most places. So imagine what they can do now with the technology that exists, with the speed that exists. It's really frightening and scary, and I think this is what we have to really be focusing all our attention on. And I think it's shameful only 50 people were there today. Of course, I didn't know about this either.
You got an email.
You know how many emails I get in a day? This should have been on the front page of various newspapers and websites and things like that. But let's hope that that there are more such actions, and that they're very loud and vocal. And, you know, there are ways that we can kind of screw this thing up for them, too. There are ways that we can make all kinds of phone calls to various suspicious numbers and just make it so that their data becomes useless.
That's the more difficult route, but...
It's more difficult, but it's more fun, too. I want to call a number, actually, that will get us on a lot of lists, okay?
Is it 212-209-2950?
No, but that number will get you on some lists. If you okay. call... Oh, look at that. No one's calling that number
No
now.
One's calling.
For
212-209-2950, please.
I'm happy to report we're over the 2,000 mark. We're at 2,185. That's great, but, you know, 2,600, that's the goal. And it's going to take, a handful of people to call up 212-209-2950 and pledge whatever you can afford and get us there. And we'll see what the people power can do.
We'll think of doing the show next time naked if we get above 26.
No, please. No.
I said we'll think about it.
You'll think about it, and yes, we'll just turn your mic down.
I don't want to
think about
it.
Yeah,
no,
by yourself.
Okay, I don't think about it.
All right. Jim has been turned down for now, and that's by popular request. 212-209-2950. For a pledge of $125, you'll get everything. And I mean everything. It really is a lot.
You can't ask for more.
You can, but it'd be ridiculous. All
you
right.
You can't get more.
I want to call this number, and this is an example of some of the fun things that are out there. And Bernie, I believe you you sent this to us, and this has actually been the focus of a lot of attention from various people in various places. It's kind of spooky, kind of scary, kind of interesting. Let's give this a call, and you can see for yourself just some of the wacky things that are out there. Except for the fact that I just lost the... No, oh, there it is. Okay. Let's get a dial tone. Okay, now we're going to dial the number. And we're going to turn it down because I don't want to actually give the number out over the air. But you will be able to find the number, I guarantee it. Let's listen carefully. Oh, you know what? I did it again. I'm sorry. I didn't dial the area code first. Okay. I have to fix this. Hang on. I have to fix this without hanging up on Bernie. Okay, let me get this back, and I'll hang up on that one. Okay, and then I'll push this down again to get the dial tone.
Do you want to get Bernie on?
I'll get Bernie on in a second. I'm going to dial the 1212 first. Boy, what a pain that is having to do that. And then I'll dial the rest of the number. Actually, we'll bring Bernie back after we do this, because it'll just be... There we go. Anyone can recognize this music, please let us know. This is just part of it, though.
Group 4.
Lam 5.
Group 4.
Lam 5.
0.
Lam
3.
0.
5.
0.
Lam
3.
0.
5.
6.
0. 5. Lam
0.
6.
0.
5. Lam
0.
Lam
2.
0.
7.
9.
Lam 2.
0.
7.
9. 0.
4.
6.
0.
6. 0.
4.
6.
0.
6.
5.
0.
Lam
0. 0.
5.
0.
Lam
0. 0.
9.
3.
0. 0. 0.
Okay, so what we have here is... Bernie, can you hear us over this?
Yeah, I hear you fine.
Okay, well, we can barely hear you, but this is the equivalent of a number station, except it's on a phone number. And a lot of people are curious as to just what exactly is going on here. You have what sound like different numbers from different voices sort of spliced together in some kind of a pattern after playing some kind of weird music, saying group 415. They always are the same pattern too. That's the interesting thing. So what I can tell you is if you plug the following two numbers into Google, and I think put quotes around it. Maybe you don't even have to put quotes around it. I'm not sure. 01305 space 60510. You'll get a whole discussion about this, and in there somewhere is the phone number, and you can track it down and figure it all out.
And, 0.
9.
0.
Zero.
Okay.
7.
T. Zero. T.
8. Emmanuel.
Yes, Bernie.
7.
T. Zero.
T. 8. Probably worth mentioning to our listeners who think this is just a bunch of gibberish.
You guys speak between the numbers.
I have to jump in like on the old party line.
Zero.
Like when you're using a black box and you had to talk between the rings.
Zero.
I'm gonna put them on hold. Hold on a second while I do that again. And let's go back to you. Bernie, yes, he's still going on the other line.
I'm still here.
Yes. tell us something about this.
Well, people listening to this may think this is just a bunch of gibberish, but this what you're hearing is very similar to nearly identical to the techniques that intelligence agencies, government intelligence agencies around the world have used to communicate to their field agents, their field operatives, their secret agents, over shortwave radio frequency,
mm-hmm.
because with just a common shortwave radio, you can pick up these five number groups and using what's called a one-time pad, decrypt these encrypted messages. And this has literally been going on for decades, probably 50 years or more over the shortwave bands, and occasionally you can pick them up, and they're very eerie. But this is the first known example of this type of messaging system, or maybe it's a spoof of those messaging systems, being available over a telephone line. So I urge any of our listeners who investigate this and track down the phone number through the clues we've given them to see if they can discover the actual location of this phone pair, where this line is, and get to the bottom of it. It could be an artist trying to spoof this and just create conversation. It could be something really more spooky. We don't know.
Yeah. Now, I don't want to give out the phone number in case it just is someone's weird answering machine message or something like that, but it is out there on the net, and by plugging in those numbers, you'll eventually track it down. And I'll just give you those two numbers again, 01305 followed by 60510. There are more. They always seem to go in the same order. So there's they repeat twice. Each group of numbers is said twice. And it ends with 86. 86 said twice as well. And then they play the music again. Then they hang up. Very strange.
And we're looking to see if we can do pattern analysis, just like the NSA does, and see if this message changes after a certain period of time. Because the number stations on shortwave, which you can readily hear, if you just tune around the bands or just do a search for shortwave number stations on some web search engine, those messages change from time to time. Like every week or two, they'll change to a different series of five-number groups.
Mm-hmm.
So this phone number has not been active that long.
Yeah, it was discovered this month. It was discovered not too long ago. And again, it says group 415. Who knows how many groups there are? One number was discovered. There could be many more. It's like an episode of Lost. I know that. But who knows what's out there? And that's part of what we do is find things like this, try to figure them out, and spread the information. And I'll tell you, the powers that be hate that more than anything else. So while they're spying on us and trying to figure out what we're up to, we're doing the same thing to them. And you can help us. You can help support the radio station, support the show, keep us going, keep our spirits high. We're up to 2260, so you know all the right numbers are there. So so we just need to get to 2600. 212-209-2950. Again, one more time with the pledges. $25 for the off-the-hook T-shirt, $50 for the off-the-hook T-shirt plus the circular mouse pad. $75 for all of that, plus the 2600 sweatshirt, and $125, all of the above, plus two tickets to the Hope Conference this July in New York City.
We want to thank a number of people who did already call to pledge.
Okay.
Starting with John, who's from Newcastle-upon-Tyne in the United Kingdom.
Is that how you say it?
Isn't it?
I think so. I've never said it before. I've read it a bunch of times.
Well, if I'm wrong, I apologize.
Yeah.
David from Toronto.
And Patrick from Philadelphia.
Tony from Richmond Hill, New York.
Mike from Shawnee, Kansas.
Michael from Bloomington, Illinois.
Joyce from Haverstrand, New York.
CD from Hartsdale, New York.
Adam from New Brunswick, New Jersey.
Dustin from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Ivinda in Klosta, Norway.
Conrad from Ottawa, Ontario.
Timothy from Shelton, Connecticut.
Philip from Nitro, West Virginia.
Ryan from Medford, New York.
And Lloyd from Port Jefferson Station, New York.
Cool. Okay. Well, we got a good cross-section of people from around the country there. And thanks to everybody for calling in.
Around the world.
212-209, around the world, 212-209-2950. Please, we're up to 2510.
212-209-2950. We should make a tape that sounds like that.
Yeah. Let's see if our friend is still here. Oh, no. They hung up. They hung up. They're gone. Okay. So it doesn't take very long. And eventually you wind up coming to the end of the recording. All right, 212-209-2950. Please call us up and help us reach our goal, which is 2600. We're up to 2510, so that's not bad. I want to thank everybody who's called in so far. You can always write to us, oth@2600.com. If you hear this later on and you want to pledge support to the radio station, please do so by calling 212-209-2950. Regretfully, these premiums won't be available after the show. Okay, you know what? We'll stick around after the show for about 10 minutes or so. So those of you who are on delay or in other parts of the world that hear the show a few minutes later because of processor speed and things like that, we'll stick around, and that way everybody gets a chance to call in after listening to the show live. But please, make those phone calls quickly, 212-209-2950. That is our phone number. We won't be here next week. We will be here in 2 weeks. And by that time, I hope everybody will have called in who's going to call in. I hope the station will have done well. And I hope we'll have more information on all the evil, nasty things that are going on in the world that we can bring you more information on. If anyone out there has questions about the technology in Cuba, please email those as well so we can address those in a future show in addition. And I guess that's pretty much it. The final. Oh, we did it! 2660. We're over.
Yay!
You can okay. still call, though.
Yes, you can still call. Because
number again, 212-209-2950.
Our new goal is $3,000. Don't you hate it when you reach the goal and all of a sudden you got to get it to another goal? That's like that's what the church people do.
Well, otherwise it would be such a letdown. We would feel unfulfilled.
Well, I felt fulfilled for about half a second. Now
and then, like I said, it was a letdown.
I feel like even though you've reached your goal, you can always go beyond your goal. There's
right.
No
that's
shame
true.
In that.
That's true.
It's wonderful.
All right, folks, thanks again for all your calls. Thanks for being there. Thanks for the feedback. And great to meet a bunch of you over the past week or so. We're going to go out for now. We'll be back in 2 weeks, no doubt staying in trouble, because that is our nature.
I'm going to try to stay out of trouble.
Yeah. My only question now is why the CD player is not working. Okay. It's not working for some reason. I'm going to move it to a different CD player. So let me take this opportunity to say 212-209-2950 is our phone number.
Your pledge money could be going to a CD player. You never know.
Yeah, or just education, getting me how to work it properly.
That would be cheaper.
Yeah. There we go. Okay, we'll be wanted in every state before long. You all will be. It'll be nice company. Before that happens, though, give a phone call to 212-209-2950. See you in 2 weeks. Good night.
Wanted man in California, wanted man in Buffalo, wanted man in Kansas City, wanted man in Ohio, wanted man in Mississippi, wanted man in old Cheyenne. Wherever you might look tonight, you might see this wanted man. I might be in Colorado or Georgia by the sea, working for some man who may not know at all who I might be. If you ever see me coming, and if you know who I am, don't you breathe it to nobody, 'cause you know I'm on the lam. Wanted man by Lucy Watson, wanted man by Jeannie Brown, wanted man by Nellie Johnson, wanted man in this Texas town. But I've had all that I wanted of a lot of things I had, and a lot more than I needed of some things that turned out bad. To get myself a map, went the wrong way into Juarez with Juanita on my lap. Then I went to sleep in Shreveport, woke up in Abilene, wondering why the hell I'm wanted at some town halfway between. Wanted man in Albuquerque, wanted man in Syracuse, wanted man in wherever you might look tonight, you might get a glimpse of me. Wanted man in California, wanted man in Buffalo, wanted man in Kansas City, wanted man